Fair Weather contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care. University of Dayton Writers' Room presents Fair Weather. Episode 1, A Cold Front is Coming. Written and directed by Jaleh Shabazi. Two overly attractive people are disgustingly staring at each other in the fanciest restaurant in town.
You look lovely tonight, Logan. I really can't get over that smile and those big, beautiful green eyes.
Oh my goodness, stop! You're making me blush.
You can't blame me. Look at you. Am I going to be able to see more of that smile tonight?
I want to, but I have to go home to visit my family. But if that doesn't go too late?
I would love to have you anytime I can get you.
You're too good to me.
I try my best.
Hey, check, please.
I'll see you later then?
You better.
Oh, sorry. I just threw up a little there. Excuse me. Logan is driven home by the intern, Simon.
Hey, Simon, could you park just up here, around the corner?
Sure. Is there something wrong?
No, I mean, I know this is just a normal car and all, no limo by any means. It's just that my family doesn't know I'm seeing anyone right now, and they're kind of protective.
Isn't that the point? That they're not supposed to know?
He really does tell you everything, doesn't he?
More like just says things around me, and I pay attention every now and then. He actually has me record him sometimes so he can hear what he said later. Kinda self-centered.
Well, when you're as handsome and talented as him, you kind of have a right to be, don't you?
I suppose so. I'm just here to get paid. So, what do I know?
Well, thanks for the ride and the company, as always.
Anytime. Oh, don't forget your leftovers.
You keep it. Don't want to give anything away, you know?
All right.
He's so cute. I love Simon. Speaking of cute, Logan's sister Jackie is up to being as nosy as ever.
Hey, Lo, what you doing?
Nothing. Just social mediaing out of boredom.
You really find mom and dad that boring, huh?
You can't tell me you don't hate it when mom is all like, Jackie, honey, when are you gonna settle down and move out of that lonely, god-awful apartment?
Okay, you may have a point.
Thank you.
Can I sit?
I don't know. Can you, Jackie?
Since when do you ask for permission?
Fair. So, how's life? Any boys at the moment?
Wow, Jackie. You're so smooth.
Oh my gosh. You act like you're like 40. You only graduated from college 2 years ago.
Can you blame me for being interested in my little sister's life?
You're interested in everyone's life.
Yes, but you're my favorite.
Well, there are no boys. Boys are stupid. I only like men.
How wise. So, what is your man like?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You've always been a bad liar, Logan. Spill.
Fine. He's tall, he has beautiful thick brown hair, and he always smells so good. He's funny, and he teases me, and just loves to be around me, but...
But what? He better not be one of those frat boys. Sorry, frat men.
He's not. He's too good for them.
Cool, so he's a hipster. Don't roll your eyes at me, you totally have a type. Okay, I'm sorry, but what?
He wants to keep our relationship a secret.
Logan, why would you date a guy that wants to keep your relationship a secret?
It's actually kind of fun, Jackie. Maybe if you had a dating life, you'd know how much fun a secret romance could be.
Whatever, Lo. As long as you're safe.
You worry too much.
Can you blame me? Have you met you?
Hey, where are you going?
I have to get back for the big interview in the morning.
Ooh, can you drop me back off at school on your way?
What? Don't want mom to take you? Afraid you'll have your life planned out entirely by the time you leave the highway? Ow, that hurt.
Good. I call dibs on music.
Well, clearly someone doesn't understand the driver gets to choose the music rule, Logan. Anyway, Jackie, after a long night of anxiety-filled non-sleeping, heads to the studio for her big interview.
Hi, I'm here to get my hair and makeup done with Amber.
Hi, that's me. Go ahead and follow me this way. So what can I do for you today? You have an interview?
Yes, my biggest one yet. I would really love if we could do Pulled Back and Simple with maybe natural makeup with a little bit of pop.
You read my mind. Have you been a stylist before?
No, I just really have a thing for hair and makeup tutorials.
Oh my goodness, you and me both. Isn't that funny how people always have the most obscure things in common?
Yes, you want to know what my guilty pleasure is? I bet you're going to think it's weird.
Pimple popping videos?
Oh my god, how did you know?
Because me too. They're so satisfying.
Right?
My mother hates them so much.
Oh my gosh, mine too. She turns off the TV every time I watch Dr. Pimple Popper.
Ugh, rude.
It's all right. She means well. She's just special.
That's mothers in general though, isn't it?
Oh yeah, always worrying. Is your mom the same way?
To an extreme. I love her, but I can really only take her in small doses.
Oh, I totally get that.
Hey, I got you those coffees.
Oh my god, it's Simon.
Thanks, Simon. You're a dear. Give Michael my best.
Ooh, who's that cutie?
Oh, that's just one of our interns. He's a real sweetie. His boss, Michael, is our weatherman.
Michael Rains?
That's the one.
Oh my god, you're blushing.
I am not.
Oh, really?
Okay, maybe a little. Oh, come on, don't give me that look. It's not what you think.
Spill.
Okay, this is between you and me, which is so exciting because I haven't been able to tell anyone and I've been dying to.
You and him?
Uh-huh.
Together?
Uh-huh.
Gosh, I love good gossip. This is everything.
You and me both. I wish we had more time, but you're all done and ready.
Oh my goodness, you did such a good job. Thank you. Could I get your number in case I ever need something like this again? You're amazing.
Of course. And next time, it's your turn to spill.
Okay, deal.
Ugh, they're so cute. Turns out Jackie's interview went really well, and her family obviously wanted to celebrate her. I wonder what that's like.
That was so cool, Jackie. You did so well.
Ah, thanks, Lo. That was so much fun. I can't believe it went so well.
You always underestimate yourself. You're way more talented than you think you are.
Hey now, I thought I was the one who's supposed to talk you up.
Since when can't little sisters support older sisters? That's ageism.
Oh, it is not. It's just sibling roles.
Yeah, okay, forgive me. Little sister here obviously knows nothing.
That's not what I said.
You're so annoying.
Annoyingly awesome.
Yeah, okay.
You're just jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, put your phone down. You're spending time with me.
No. Hey, no!
Give it!
Get off of me!
No, spend time with me!
Get off! I'm gonna tell mom!
Uh-uh. Or I'm going to tell mom about your boyfriend.
You wouldn't!
I would.
Get off!
Ah! I got it. Let's see what was so important, shall we?
Give it back!
Who's Michael? Ooh, is he your frat man? He says, I can't wait to see you. I've been thinking about you. Gross.
Jackie!
He's such a child.
He is not a child.
Only a child says cliches like, you're amazing, baby.
He's a grown man.
What do you mean he's a grown man?
He's a grown man.
What?
That's right. He's older.
How much older, Lo?
Older, but not that old.
Older than me?
Maybe.
Logan?
Jackie?
Who is this Michael?
You can't get mad.
Okay.
And you can't tell anyone.
Okay.
And you can't tell mom.
Okay.
His name is Michael.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty clear on that part there, Logan.
His name is Michael Rains.
No!